Well, Bianca Johansson, my apologies, is with us. As rangatahi homelessness reaches record levels across our country, Bianca, who's the pōārahi, or the chief executive of Manaaki Rangatahi, is at the forefront of advocating for urgent, culturally grounded solutions to support our vulnerable rangatahi. Thank you for your time today, Bianca. Mihi ana, kia koe te tuine, and welcome once again to Wātea.
Yeah, kia ora. Ngā mihi, Dale.
Thank you. What are the key drivers, do you think, behind the rise in rangatahi homelessness, and how are they showing up in the communities you work with? Just paint a picture of the reality that you're witnessing on a day-to-day basis, please, Bianca.
Yeah, sure. The key drivers for rangatahi homelessness remain pretty steady as they've always been. It's systemic failure, constant systemic failure, and policies that do not support rangatahi into suitable housing when they find themselves facing housing insecurity. So it's a very complex system to navigate. MSD, to be transitioning out of care, out of oranga tamariki care, or prison, or a mental health system. Or if you're part of the Rainbow Youth queer community and you have disclosed your sexuality to your whānau and you are made or forced to have to move out of home, or you're living in a home that is violent or unstable and you're wanting to leave that home for your safety. These are definitely some of the key drivers for rangatahi in terms of becoming unstable in their housing and facing housing insecurity, houselessness and homelessness in Aotearoa.
Tēnā koe, Bianca. Are we just seeing the tip of the iceberg here? Because we'll have some numbers for those who are homeless, but that doesn't count couch surfers and the like, those living in little sheds out the back of whare, etc. So what sorts of numbers do you think we are dealing with here?
We've got some really old stats, and the 2023 census data is all that we can go off at the moment. We know that it has hugely increased with cost of living crisis, the removal of emergency housing, all of the sanctions and cuts that have happened since this current government came into power. So an estimate by a researcher who did the Youth 2000 research, Dr. Terri-Ann Clark, which was around a few years ago, 2022, she estimated that the number of those rangatahi that are facing housing insecurity in Aotearoa, around 100,000. Which 10,000, excuse me, 112,000 is what we're facing right now across Aotearoa for rangatahi. But it's around 10,000 that she's estimating. And that was quite a while ago. So that's the size of Te Maru, if you think about, if you put that into perspective. We are doing some research at the moment on the IDI data, which is the data that the government keeps, so that we're able to give to our collective members, because we have collective members across Aotearoa, to be able to advocate and hustle to the government in this election year. We're all holding our breaths until November the 10th, and we'll see what happens from there. But it's pretty desperate and grim. I want to say, for instance, we had a call yesterday from a person who has a young woman. She's a mama. She's had her kids removed from her. They're in Oranga Tamariki care, and she's sleeping on a friend's couch and has rung me desperately for support. There is nowhere that I can put this young woman at the moment. There is some immediate access housing through places like Kahui Te Kahu, who have the only rangatahi immediate access emergency housing in Tāmaki, but they're constantly full. We just don't have enough safe spaces for people to go. And this young woman has just come out of prison as well. So finding her suitable accommodation will be really, really tough. So these are some of the things that we are currently dealing with on the daily.
So there's the homelessness issue, and then there's the unemployment situation. NEET is woven into this too, not an educational training, which is a reference that government reps always use, and the correlation between youth homelessness, desperation, unemployment and crime. I mean, hey, what are we expecting young people to do if they are stuck and hungry? Well, the next thing's shoplifting, isn't it? What's the correlation here?
Oh, I mean, the correlation is absolutely huge. If you're a rangatahi and you're homeless tonight, and I say this all the time, I say this to our collective members, I say this to ministers, if you're a rangatahi and you're homeless tonight, being able to find somewhere, some front-facing information on where to go and how to get help is near impossible. There isn't front-facing information a lot of the time. So rangatahi end up, as you put the term, you know, couch hopping, couch surfing, sleeping in cars, sleeping in the bush, wherever they can. But a lot of times they exhaust the avenues that they can go down and could only stay with people for so long. But because of all the cuts, what that means at the moment is if you do find some stable housing and it is with another person who's also on a benefit or receiving a benefit, and you go into MSD and say that, hey, I'm paying $150 a week to this person. It could be that you're flatting. It could be that you're staying with whānau. Now that person who's on a benefit is going to have, say, around $60 taken out of their benefit because you're staying with them. And we've already seen the fallout of that, of rangatahi that have had to move out of some semi-stable accommodation because the person that's on a benefit is being, having some of their benefit cut.
Well, my feeling is that the youth homelessness issue is a big one. As whānau, let's be mindful of the reality of the situation that is very tough, in fact, almost impossible for some of our young people to find accommodation, and cut them some slack. You know, they're not a burden, our young people, they're our future. So each and every one of us, we're able, should open our arms, our doors and our homes to those. Many of these people who are homeless are, in fact, our nieces, our nephews, our cousins. So let's do as much as we can as a proud people to tautoko them in these difficult situations. With us today, Bianca Johansson, Pauarahi of Manaaki Rangatahi. Thank you for your thoughts today and time, Bianca. Mauri ore kia koe.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Thank you.